Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow Neanderthals. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. We're happy to have you with us this evening here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you with us tonight. If you'd like, you can call in. Our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330, by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and Truth Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Make sure you reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Hopefully Twitter will be owned by Elon Musk soon, and I'll get all those followers back that I lost at the last purge. So, hopefully we'll have free enterprise back on Twitter at some point. We have a compelling and informative show planned for you tonight. Our 4th District Congressman Ron Estes will join us soon. He's going to kick off our 8 o'clock hour. He'll update us on why he voted no on the recent $40 billion foreign aid package to Ukraine, his bill that's going to dismantle Biden's Ministry of Truth, and the nationwide shortage of baby formula. I don't know if you've heard. Obviously, you've probably heard about the story. But my wife was at the grocery store actually yesterday, and literally the Dillon's stock was about half full, and there was actually a security guard in the baby formula aisle to make sure that people weren't hoarding baby formula and taking more than their communist-style allotment of baby formula. It's that bad. It has gotten that bad. So we'll talk with Ron Estes about that. Noah Weinrich from the Heritage Foundation will be with us to discuss the nation's skyrocketing inflation rate and the Biden administration's out-of-control spending and how their disastrous policies have contributed to it. We'll talk with Sherry Few, founder of United States Parents Involved in Education, about why so many parents are offended by the president's notion that America's children belong to teachers. If you haven't heard that comment, we'll play it for you. Now that U.S. gas prices have hit a record national average of $4.37 a gallon, James Taylor, not the singer, but the president of the Heartland Institute, will give us a forecast on where he thinks prices will go from here. And we'll get a fall election preview with GOP State Chairman Mike Kuckelman. So we've got a packed show planned for you. It should be a lot of fun. I think we've got a lot to talk about. And, of course, we'll take your calls on the 45s, 745, and 845 at 869-1330. So we've got calls lined up already. So feel free to call in. We'll try and pick up your calls if we can. Want to let you know about one thing real quick, a very cool event coming up next month. The Value Them Both Coalition is planning a week of action with Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. We are planning to have either Matt, Mercedes, or both of them on the show to talk about it, but this will be a great opportunity for you to learn about the Value Them Both Amendment and how you can get involved in the largest grassroots mobilization effort in Kansas history. It's being held at Central Christian Church on Monday, June 6th from 7 to 8:30. Check-in begins at 6. We've got more information available on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. You can go there, find information about it, but we'll try and have the Schlapps on the show here in the next week or two tell you a little bit more about that as well. So, I don't know if you saw this, the ultra-mega comment from the great unifier, Joe Biden, the demented president who said he would unite us and represent all Americans, who has then spent the bulk of his time as president dividing us. This guy, I mean, it started with blaming the unvaccinated for the COVID outbreak and then escalated when he used the power of the FBI to target parents who were concerned about their children's education, and is now devolved into ultra MAGA name calling the 74 million of us who didn't vote for him. You know, clearly, President Biden wants to divide and distract Americans who are hurting under his disastrous economic policies. And the us versus them tone of American politics, most visibly emanating from the White House, is infecting the country's political rhetoric. And we're seeing it even especially now in light of the Supreme Court decision. But it's not that this is anything new. A recent poll found that 50% of Americans believe the United States is in real danger of becoming a non-democratic authoritarian country, and 80% of Americans are very or somewhat concerned about the condition of our democracy. Part of that is due, in no small part, to the fact that the president is constantly pitting one segment of the country against the other. And meanwhile, left-wing radicals have been protesting outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, clearly in an attempt to influence the outcome of a pending decision, and despite the fact that such protests are illegal. Think about this, folks. Can you imagine here locally, if someone was on trial for murder and his friends and family and supporters and gang members were outside the house of the judge protesting, trying to influence the outcome of the trial? Can you imagine if a jury had to put up with protesters outside their homes trying to influence the outcome of a trial? That's what this is. There is a reason protests outside the homes of judges is illegal. Yet the media and the White House have refused to condemn protests outside the home of Supreme Court justices. It's illegal. But since they agree with it, they're choosing to look the other way. For over a year, the Democrats in Congress have been holding a dog and pony show over what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. And I don't mean to diminish what happened there, but crickets regarding protests at the Supreme Court justices' houses. Again, they support those they agree with and ridicule those who they don't. The Supreme Court can't be an institution that can be bullied into giving you just the outcomes you want. And we're becoming addicted to wanting particular outcomes and then throwing tantrums when we don't get them. And I appreciate that we have a vibrant democracy where political passions run high. Hell, our country was founded on protests. What do you think the Tea Party was? The Boston Tea Party was a protest. That's what our nation was founded on. And that's what's great about America, that we have the right to complain. We have a right to protest. We have a right to say, I disagree. But under no circumstances should people be protesting outside the homes of judges trying to influence the outcome of a trial. Imagine if this were extended to criminal cases. And furthermore, under no circumstances should our president be openly picking sides. He should be trying to represent all Americans. What is ominous in the case which we're seeing here in Roe is people going from saying that they don't like something to saying that the government should forbid it. I get that you don't like the potential outcome of the case, but that's the justice system. And when you go down that road, don't expect freedom to survive very long. Much like these protesters trying to influence the outcome of a case, Biden is saying the MAGA crowd is extreme and outrageous. No wonder our political disagreement, or how we, no matter our political disagreement, or how we feel about our particular legal decision, public intimidation is never warranted and never justified. We'll be taking your calls at 7:45. In the meantime, coming up after the break, Noah Weinrich from Heritage Action will be with us to discuss the nation's skyrocketing inflation rate. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.